Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
It took a lot of guts for Joel Berry to walk away from basketball. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Like most players who turn out to be college stars and get a chance in the NBA, Berry had spent a good part of his young life working to improve his game so he could get that far. Berry's decision reminds me of former Carolina All-American Lee Schaffer, who was the 1960 ACC Player of the Year and the fifth pick in that year's NBA draft by the old Syracuse Nationals behind Oscar Robertson and Jerry West, who were the first two picks. Salaries weren't anywhere then what they are now in pro basketball, and despite posting a career scoring average of just under 17 points, Schaffer gave it up and returned to Chapel Hill. He had worked for UNC alumnus Frank Keenan during his summers in school, and Keenan told Schaffer he could make more money working for him. Schaffer became wealthy, running Keenan Transport and raising a beautiful family of four kids, all accomplished athletes. He never regretted the move he made. I suspect Berry won't regret his either. Although one decides, Berry became an outstanding college player after a sketchy freshman year while constantly challenged to work harder by Roy Williams. He turned around his career MVP of the ACC tournament as a sophomore, MVP of the Final Four as a junior, and first-team All-ACC as a senior when he averaged 17 points. It's not a bad life to stay in pro basketball and play in the G League or overseas if you're too small for the NBA. Berry certainly could have done that, but only 3 years after college, he decided to hang it up. He hasn't revealed his plans, but hints Carolina fans will see him on TV again, which could mean a broadcasting career or something else that fits his personality. He married his Tar Heel sweetheart and perhaps wants to remember basketball with his finest moments and biggest accomplishments than just staying in the game. Some people know sooner than others their calling, or at least in which direction they should head off. Lee Schaffer knew after playing pro for 3 years, and it worked out for him. It will for Berry, too. This is Archansky. See ya.